supposed to speak to Ruby?
Yes, this is her.
My name is Andrea, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about issues affecting the community. We would like to ask just a few questions. Can you tell me, are you not driving and you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you. And give me just a second here. In which state do you currently live?
Which state? California.
Thank you. First, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
In the city of Stockton.
Okay, and is your zip code 95203?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station for political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of the teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
For statistical purposes, in what year were you born?
95.
Second here. And which of the following best describes you? A woman, man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me if you're Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background? Yes or
yes, no? Hispanic.
Thank you. For statistical purposes as well, what's your main ethnic or racial heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian-American?
Hispanic, Latino.
What was the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger for whom you are the parent or the guardian?
2.
Thank you. And what type of school do your children attend to?
Elementary.
Elementary. Okay. Is that a traditional public school, public charter school, private or parochial school?
Public.
Thank you. And what do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten, kindergarten to third grade, fourth or fifth grade, sixth or eighth grade, or high school?
Yes, third grade.
Third grade. Okay, give me just a second. Now, what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? Safety, size, academic program, quality of teachers, athletic or extracurricular activities, a special needs program, graduation rate and student outcomes, or the location?
Safety.
Okay, I'm going to read to you three public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. Here's the first one. Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
It was favorable and unfavorable, right?
Yes.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
What about the teachers' union?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Mayor Kevin Lincoln.
Somewhat.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, moving forward, I'm going to read to you four educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion, once again, is very or somewhat favorable, somewhat or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, please let me know. Here's the first one. Traditional public schools in Stockton. What's your opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
What about the magnet schools in Stockton?
I'm not sure about those.
The public charter schools in Stockton?
somewhat favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Stockton.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what are the reasons of the, what are some of the reasons for you to somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Stockton? A brief thought, so I can record it.
What are some reasons?
Yes.
Most of the reason is just safety.
Okay, one second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. And would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
I feel like it's on the right track. I wouldn't really want to answer that because I'm not really familiar. Like, I'm not a teacher. So,
okay, yeah. Not a problem. Now, how important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Public schools, a lot. Especially safety and just the whole point of, like, just anybody can come on campus.
Okay, thank you for your answer. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Just say a number.
No, just if you will favor or oppose to it.
Oh, oppose.
As strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, I'm going to read to you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, tell me if you think that it describes very well, describes somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all the public charter schools. Here goes the first one. Are tuition free?
Could you tell me the answers again, please?
Describes very well, describes somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all.
Described very well.
The second one says, are public schools? Same answers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, described very well.
Serve mostly low-income students.
Somewhat, very well.
Are non-profit.
The same, very well. I feel everybody should be equal and treated the same.
Okay, next, help improve the entire public school system.
What were the answers again? Sorry.
Describe very well, describe somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all?
Somewhat well.
Serve mostly students of color.
Somewhat very well.
And are open to all.
Somewhat very well.
Okay, getting closer to the last questions. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed?
Less favorable.
Can you tell me why?
Again, safety reasons. I'm really strong on that. I know, like, several stories of, young children bringing weapons to school and someone getting hurt, and just stories where just any type of individual coming on campus and they end up hurting a student, things like that. So I don't know, maybe more safety, like more, in my opinion, maybe gates or security, just security guard, just anything, you know, to feel more secure for the, because they're so young.
Security guard. 1 second, please.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm typing this verbatim.
Oh, okay.
So, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No effect in my vote, and that is because I personally rather not vote for anything like that.
Okay. Now, thinking about the local elections, many people we have spoken with, they say that that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Which one or two pieces of information make you most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools enroll children of all skin levels and backgrounds, give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them, are managed independently from local school districts, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, are free and open to all children, encourage more parent input and involvement, support different learning styles?
The answer where you said about like a smaller class,
cool,
more attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That the answer.
Okay, thank you. So moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor. Oh, well,
okay.
Can you tell me the question again, please?
Not
Just
a problem.
Be sure.
How would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent,
okay.
Good, not so good, or poor?
Four.
Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you. I want you to listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school without an associate degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Which of the following is the reason that you must support this proposal? Due to paid internships, reducing the money spent on a college education, technical certifications to qualify for a job, greater career options, receiving college credit while in high school?
The answer about the money and of the education. That answer.
Reducing the money spent on college education. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, from which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? National network TV news or cable TV, local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, local radio stations such as 19, public radio, social media, regional newspapers such as Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, or local TV news?
209 times.
Okay. Thank you. And my last question is, are you currently employed, a student, at home, parent, retired, unemployed, and looking?
I'm employed.
In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
No, neither. So we bring your blankets.
Okay. Well, do you lean Democrat or lean Republican?
I'd rather not answer.
Okay, not a problem. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Low income. Okay, so this concludes your survey. Thank you so much for taking the time to complete it. I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your night.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.